So. Okay, Cholos Halvavos, Thursday night. We start off with what we call our version of Shara Bechina. So, a crane, you know a crane? So, we do 5 minutes first of Shara Bechina. It lifts big loads, and it's like dexterous, it digs, and it picks up the dirt, and then the dirt, and yeah, it turns pretty nicely. And it does a lot of things. But the human hand is actually much more mufladik than a crane. So if you think of the different types of actions that you can perform with your hand, you can lift, dig, drill, write, type, grip, pound, wrench, throw, compress, pluck, tweeze, squeeze, press, smear, and smooth, pull and shake. Hundreds of actions which involve different types of skills and dexterity you can do with your hand. You can smash with your hand, you can punch someone, and you can gently stroke. I'm saying you can patch, you can do different things. It's versatile, it's flexible. I don't know, it says hold your hand out in front of you and turn it as far as you can to the right. I'm not sure what they mean like that. And turn it to the left. So it turns 360 degrees. A crane can't do that. If you ever watch your wife making challahs or anyone making challahs, all the different things that they do very, very quickly, with accuracy and precision, it involves memory and intelligence. And it's all, the hands are like just amazing. They're pouring and mixing and kneading and rolling and stretching and pulling and plating and sprinkling, and they do it very, very fast. You play tennis. You can tell the temperature of something. What? Piano player, you have a watch, the mumchim, and you can tell the temperature. Crane, you can't tell the temperature of something by touching it. Right? And a crane needs fuel, diesel fuel. If you put orange drink in the tanks, it wouldn't be appreciated. But your arms and your hands, you could stuff it with all kinds of junk. Ari Sonnenberg's here? No, he's not here. You could stuff it with all kinds of junk or healthy food, and it works, and it does all of these things. If you're a typist, you can type 120 or more words on paper every minute. Even if you're not a typist, you flex and extend your finger joints more than 25 million times during a lifetime, and they don't get tired. You don't complain of tired hands. Your feet get tired. Shkoyach, thank you. And it has a special code. It has an identification code, so that we know who you are. No two fingerprints are alike. So, it's the most intricate part of the body. And no other piece of body machinery is so much packed into so small a space. You have 8 wrist bones, 5 in your palm, and 14 in your fingers, a total of 27 bones. The two hands together contain more than a quarter of all the bones you possess. They have an amazing amount of nerves to detect heat and touch and pain. Thousands of nerve endings per square inch, most heavily concentrated in the fingertips, provide the greatest degree of sensitivity imaginable. Every time you rotate your thumb, thousands of messages from the brain are required for the simple act, ordering this muscle to contract, that one to relax, this tendon to pull, and this one to rest. Okay, so, you can write a book about the hand. I feel very inadequate. We have to figure out a better mahalach, maybe. Everything I look into, then to spend 5 minutes on something is like a bizoyon. Everything is so enormously complex, and every little thing I said, you can talk for hours about. Because I look it up. I go to websites, I go Google, and it's like, there's so much there. So this is like mamish atipa shebiyon, and it's really I have to figure out a better mahalach, what to do. I don't know, 5 minutes is just, it's not, it's a little inkling of the flow's habore. Okay. Stop here.